Hello, my name is Marie Bilodeau, and you are listening to On the Edge. Today we're pleased to welcome Timothy Lance, the cover artist of the Gaslight Grimoire anthology. Welcome, Tim. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So tell us a little bit, where did you get the inspiration for the cover of Gaslight Grimoire?
The first thing I did is I started with the original drawings that Padgett did for The Strand. And I have an anthology collection which has all the artwork from the original magazine when they were published. I went through, looked through what he had done and realized, you know, that's just totally not my style and that wasn't going to work. So the next thing I did was I kind of just thought to myself, what do I think of when I think of Sherlock Holmes? And the first thing that comes to mind for me is the Jeremy Brett television series. So that was no help either. And then I sort of settled on the old Basil Rathbone era movies as sort of a starting point with the deer hunter or deer stalker cap and, you know, the tweed overcoat and stuff like that. And from there, it was just a matter of I wanted to capture a certain atmosphere, so I limited the color palette that I was using and went from there.
Interesting. So how do you, you've told us a little bit now where you get your idea. How do you go about creating the image now? Do you start with a hand drawing, or do you go to the computer right away? Or
yeah, the majority of my work, I start with photographs, which I take myself. For this particular piece, though, I didn't really have a good model, and I didn't have a costume, you know, and I didn't feel like I wanted to rush out and buy myself a Sherlock Holmes costume or anything. I really just sort of studied a lot of, like, the Basil Rathbone pictures, and I used Poser to make a simple figure, and then I just really just painted with texture brushes and stuff to give the appearance of the outfit and the costume and the pose I wanted, and sort of worked it up from there.
Mm, interesting. Do you do a lot of character sketches then?
Yes, I do.
Is that one of your main the main items that you do in art, or do you do a lot of other different styles as well?
I would say primarily I really work from photos. Like, I usually do more realistic stuff, and I bring a lot of models into my studio and do the photography sessions. But having said that, I really sort of do that free form. Like, I'll bring a model in, and since I work digitally, I'll shoot 400 to 500 pictures. And, you know, once I sift through them, I might have one or two that lend themselves to an image that I'm going to complete. But because it's digital, you don't have any production costs, so, you know, you can take as many as you want.
That's true. The era of digital is helpful for that.
Right.
Now, tell us a bit about your career path. Like, why did you decide to become an artist?
You know, it's something I'd always been interested in, and from as early as I can remember, I was drawing my own comic books or, you know, just not paying attention in math class and sitting there sketching in my notebook and that whole thing. And I went to college and ended up getting a degree as an art teacher. Mm. But I never really felt that, like, teaching was my calling. So I sort of just fell out of the teaching and concentrated more on the art, and it sort of grew from there. Couple of jobs here and there, I picked up more and more media, and then maybe about 6-7 years ago I really came into the digital area, and it merged with what I had learned in school, which was a more traditional base, and combining those two aspects really took off for me, and I sort of found my calling, as it were.
Interesting. So if someone came to you nowadays, someone, a teenager, came to you and said that they were considering going into art, becoming an artist themselves, what would you tell them as your wise advice?
Boy, I do get asked this question a lot. You know, people
I can imagine.
Email me and want advice, and I really don't know what to tell people. I mean, it's something that you should do because you're passionate about it. But it's not something, unless, you know, you're one in a million, are you going to, like, make a living off of this and you know, be really successful and just, you know, like, own a mansion or something. You know, like, for every one Dave McKeon, there's 700 people like me who still have a day job, you know. So
Hey, that's wonderful, realistic advice. It's certainly something worth listening to.
Right.
So to see more of your work then and read a bit more about you, where can listeners go to on the web?
My main website would be stygiandarkness.com, which is just my private portfolio, just a lot of images up there and links to all the book covers that I've done in the past several years and stuff like that, and a little bit of a blog with some commentary and just crazy thoughts that come out of my head.
Hmm. Neat. Stygian Darkness, I have to ask, are you a Conan fan?
I am, but that's not where I got that from.
Oh.
I originally was going to set up a role-playing magazine online, and I developed it for about a year, and I realized I just didn't have the interest to do it once I got so far. But I so loved the name that I just kept it for myself, repurposed it. So
it's a good one. It's very graphic, which is what you'd want as an artist. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. And, I look forward. I'll keep an eye on your website. It's easy to remember. And I look forward to seeing what else you'll come up with.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.